This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the morning bullpen show. Man, did you have fog coming in? You've had fog the last couple of days, though, coming in, right?
Yes, but it's never like still in town.
Yeah.
But then when I hit 59, it was like still there. I was like, oh.
That was the weird thing for me. Yeah. You all been talking about how foggy it is. And this morning I was like, oh, so this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because in town is foggy as well this morning. Welcome to the morning bullpen show. We've made it to the middle of the week. Anybody still working?
Oh, goodness. Here we are.
Christmas is 1 week from today.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1 week from today.
I only have to deal with my elf on the shelf for six more days, George.
He's a rascal in your house.
He is a rascal.
Being a pain in the butt to you?
He is always popping up somewhere, George.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere complicated.
Also, a lot of folks are just figuring out how do we get through the last few days of pretending like we're working, too. We were talking about that yesterday in the studio. So we got a couple of things to do. First of all, jury duty this morning, and it has to do with Christmas gifts. You can be part of it coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also, we need somebody to play Mo Knows Country. That happens at about 5:50. We'll give you a chance to call in just a few minutes. But right now, let's find out what are the top three stories trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
I don't know what y'all know about the downtown aquarium right here. You know, the one you can see from the highway.
Yeah, with the Ferris wheel.
One of the things I've always wondered is, why do they have tigers up in the aquarium?
It's so weird.
It's very weird, right? Okay. I actually still have that question. But over the years, Landry's, which owns the downtown aquarium, have been criticized for housing tigers. But today they're down one because one of them died.
Aww. What happened?
Reef was his name.
Wait, he's a tiger named after a sea.
He lives in the aquarium, though. Okay. They had to make it make sense.
Okay.
He lived to be 20 freaking years old. And if he were in the wild, he would have only lived to about 10.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. So he obviously living a plush life up in the aquarium downtown Houston.
The tigers are like, hey, you all knock it off.
Yeah, leave us alone.
I don't know.
Number two.
We're all fighting to stay healthy right now. The constant go of the holidays. Our weather is bringing us down. And then, of course, everything that's going around. Add to that, bird flu.
No.
It's now in Harris County.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Texas City, actually. And the funny, interesting thing about this story. A resident noticed a bird acting erratically and reported it.
Shut up.
And that's...
Shut up. Is that real?
That's
let me see your news article.
How do you know if a bird is acting?
Thank you, George.
All the
Thank
time.
You.
It's barking like a dog.
Confused.
That's unusual.
Don't get bird flu, okay?
And the top story trending in Texas.
You know the fog is bad when you hit the highway and it's still less than ideal. Be careful driving this morning, y'all. Our dense fog advisory expected to last until 9 a.m. Highs today around 75, but tonight is when that cool down is supposed to hit. So this is the last of the heat for now.
Okay.
For now.
Just be ready for it to change because it changes.
And we're all
every day.
Sounding like this.
Exactly right. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Those are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. It's what's trending in Texas.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen.
It's the time of the morning that we get together to celebrate a little good news. And today's good news, actually have to go back a little bit. You remember last Friday that we were trying to celebrate Miss MJ's 102nd birthday. And Bull Nation came together. So many of you all sent us videos singing happy birthday. And we put this together for...
Happy birthday
to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday
to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday, Miss MJ.
Dear MJ.
MJ.
Dear Miss MJ.
Happy 102.
And it was so much fun. The video was awesome. And we just got the greatest email. Because every time we say Bull Nation can't do something, you all come through.
And this email is from Jay, who actually was the first one to call us about MJ. She said, hey, I wanted to let you guys know MJ absolutely loved the video. We actually ended up getting over 102 cards for Miss MJ from all over the U.S.
Yay!
We wouldn't have been able to do this without you guys. Thank you.
And by the way, Miss MJ sent us her own video.
I would like to express my appreciation for all of the cards that were sent me, which were so, so many. It'll take me a good while to read them all, which I'm thankful for because I get to read them slowly and at my leisure. And oh my, and they're all so pretty.
I love her so much. I couldn't love her more.
It's,
she looks amazing for 102.
Oh my goodness.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, thank you to everybody who sent cards. Thank you to everybody who helped us do the song. Thank you, Miss MJ, for being an inspiration. Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
George's neighborhood murderer is back.
He's not a murderer.
I want the latest update, to be fair. But I also have some ideas as to how he should address this situation in his building.
Good.
So we're going to talk about that up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think I've learned that I cannot ask a simple, just absolutely simple question in the studio without it turning into some big thing here on the show.
Oh, please.
I asked Mo and Eric if I should mention to my neighbor who got arrested, like the police came and like beat on the door, like scared my wife to death.
They served a warrant, George.
Yeah. They served a warrant.
Yes.
Right. And they were beating on the door. My wife thought they were beating on the door because they were coming to get me because I ran a red light or something. And anyway, he got arrested at our building. He's back.
Yes.
It was very dramatic, George. They handcuffed him in the hallway. Everybody saw it happen.
Miss Deanna was like shaking.
Yeah, honestly, Mo, she was really, it messed her up for a while. She didn't want to go out, anything. I mean, it really scared her because, again, she was asleep when they were
She thought beating on our door because right. it was right, across the,
right
hall.
Across the hall. And also it's unnerving because we don't know what this guy did. And I just assume he's a horrible murderer.
And if he's back, he's not. Living across from you, George.
I mean, like right across, right?
I would assume if he's a murderer, he's not back in less than a
no,
week.
No, we live in Harris County.
They let those guys go yep. all the time,
you know,
George.
What? Valid point, Mo.
All right.
Valid, absolutely valid. But my question was this. I've got to address it with him like when I see him in the hallway,
yes.
right?
No.
Yes.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
Eric, I mean, he knows everybody heard it. You can't just go, hey, how you doing, man?
Yes, no. No, he knows you work super early. He doesn't know that Deanna was there that day. So you can be completely oblivious. But I do think you should really buddy up to this guy.
You see, I should buddy up to him?
You should become
I shouldn't come
best.
Clean and just go.
Nope.
So I got arrested once.
Yeah. I like that.
No. Right. What?
I got arrested once. What about you?
We've all been there, bud.
Yeah.
No. I think if he is a murderer, you want him on your side, George. You don't want him.
He's not a murderer.
Okay, wait. I do this with other people in my life.
You do?
It's like the kid in high school that was very, very good at math.
Yes.
You don't actually want to hang out with him, but you need him to be your best friend because he does your homework for you.
Okay, and now I'm rethinking my whole childhood because
yes.
I was good at math.
And I baked you cookies. You know what I'm saying?
I prefer just to come clean with it and go, hey, look, we can move past
no.
this. We're
but
neighbors.
You can't, like, escape him.
Mm-mm, no. Because then if, first of all, it could be something you don't want to know about. He could give you too much information, and then you're an accomplice,
know.
George,
I want
to whatever this crime is.
I want
is.
To know everything.
And then I'm called to testify in the next court case.
So. You should God. Just honestly say, I've seen you around the building, and you know what? I've always been drawn to you. I feel like we're supposed to be best friends.
I am not
Can I
say
take
that.
You out for a nice steak dinner?
George, no,
actually, no, steaks have knives, George. Don't do that.
It's Christmas, though. You can kind of start with that.
Yes!
I could start
with some cookies and a card and just leave it on the front
Merry Christmas,
doorstep.
Don't yes. kill us.
Merry Christmas. You're across the hall neighbors, George and Deanna.
I this is not helping me
I love
at
it.
All.
I love
no,
it.
No,
I'm so excited. When's our next update?
I
we
don't
need a
know.
Deadline.
I mean, I don't know when
we
I'm going to see him.
Oh, you don't know when you're yeah. going to see him.
I wonder.
Don't
I wonder
say
if,
deadline. That's the worst word.
I'm wondering if his ankle monitor, like the lights on it, match the tree. That's what I'm wondering since it's Christmas time.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric with a K.
What's the weird thing you caught someone doing on camera?
Ooh.
You know, we all have those doorbell cameras, right? Security cameras at work.
Oh, yeah.
If it was caught on camera and you still have the video and it maybe shocked you a little bit or made you laugh, I want to hear the story. 713-881-5500. It's caught on camera. 713-881-5500.
It's the weirdest thing. You caught it on video. We want to know your story. 713-881-5500. Maybe something unusual that you've caught on video. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear it about it.
This all started because I have a little snack station set up on my front porch for the holidays where the delivery drivers that are coming frequently will see this and they're welcome to grab a drink, a snack, some candy, and get on with their busy days.
I want to be a delivery guy at your house.
Seriously, I've never heard of this before.
Really?
No, I've heard of it, but I didn't know that Mo had it in her heart to do it.
It's for my kids. Anyway, it's really cute because we keep catching these delivery drivers on camera, and a lot of times they'll hold up like the Snickers that they grabbed and point to it and give like a thumbs up to the camera.
Aww.
Or like mouth, thank you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Or like you see them like get really excited and like a little kid in a candy store, which is exactly what it is. So
and your
it's bringing
kid, I bet
joy.
Your kids, Sailor and
oh,
and
they
Bubba
think it's so
it.
Cool. They love refilling it. They love to see which snacks the delivery drivers are picking and see if it's the same snacks they like. Like stuff like that. It's really cute.
Why are you so much nicer when you leave here?
I was just thinking the same thing.
You really are like a sweetheart outside of this building.
Outside of this radio station. No,
whatever, you can't handle me.
Not outside of the radio station. Outside of this show.
Just the studio.
Yeah, everybody else in the building loves you too. You got snack stations set up all around the station.
You're
too.
Ridiculous.
We want to know if you've ever seen something strange on video. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Eric, anything like that you caught on like your doorbell camera?
For us, it wasn't. We were not here when the hurricane hit, when Beryl hit.
Oh, yeah.
But we were able to watch everything live through the doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we were in Tennessee at the time.
Yeah.
And we were able to pull up our phones and just watch stuff flying across the street.
Oh, how horrible.
It was wild to be able to watch it live from our doorbell cam.
Pam is on the phone in Willis. Pam in Willis, tell us your story. What did you catch on the doorbell cam?
So I had a herd of cows at my front door on the Ring camera.
What? Where were you?
I was inside. This was at 9:30 at night. My doorbell rings, and I had no idea. It was dark, and I was the only one home, me and my dog, and I'm not going to go to the door, so I'm looking at the Ring cameras, and I hear mooing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I see a herd of cows.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, wow. Were they your cows, or...
They were not our cows.
Ah, even better.
Visiting cows.
12 acres across the street from a cow pasture.
Yep.
They were eating my bushes, and it was very interesting.
Wow.
You know what? Funny. That's so Texas. That's so Willis, by the way. Pam, thank you so much. Great call.
Yes, that was a dairy funny call.
Okay. Sorry about my guys.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. All right. We want to know. You caught it on camera. 713-881-5500. You got video of it somehow or the other. We want to hear the story. 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. You caught it on video. We've been talking about things you catch on your doorbell camera or somehow you wound up with a video of it. 713-881-5500. We love all the stories this morning.
Marisol's in Houston. Sister, what'd you catch?
So we have a zero shoe policy in our house. So older shoes are stay, you know, outside.
Right.
And we had a problem with our cable, so we had a technician come out. And my husband, the next morning, he's looking for his boots. And he's like, where the hell did my boots go? So these are his work boots, right? Like, he has to wear these. And, yeah, we caught the technician.
The cable guy?
Did he leave his boots? Like, was it an accident, or did he take both?
He took both.
Oh,
he saw them. He picked them up, saw them, and it's just like, you're on camera, dude. Like, what the hell?
But what do you do, you know?
Do you now get, like, the big unlimited package on your cable for free?
So when my husband said sometimes they turn boots in to get new ones, so I'm sure he probably thought I turned his ones in, because I don't even think they were his size. My husband was a 13. So yeah. I don't think, and that guy didn't look like he wore a 13.
That was a very, very subtle brag there, Marisol.
Y'all are so self-conscious. Leave her alone.
He wears a 13 and a half. Okay, bye. That's why I laugh as loud as I do.
You caught it on video. Justin, what the heck happened with you?
Yes, sir. So I caught a police chase on my doorbell cam.
Like a honest-to-goodness police chase?
Yeah, like dude jumped out of his car after it hit my car in my driveway and ran past my door, and the police were chasing him.
Whoa! Well, first of all, welcome to Houston.
Yeah, ugh.
Yeah, no joke, right?
Cameron, that would be her dream come true.
Did they catch the guy?
Yeah, they caught him in my backyard after my dog bit him.
That's right.
And you're like, now we need backyard cams.
Yeah, I know. I had one in the backyard, too, but it wasn't working at the time.
Oh! Justin, I would save this video forever. I bet you show all your friends when you're drinking.
Oh, for sure. And then right by my door, absolutely, the cop was just like, come back here, boy. And I was like,
you're not going to believe this, but Justin, I appreciate it, man. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. We're talking about videos that you've caught. You caught something on video. We want to hear your story now on The Bull. It's time for jury duty this morning. We're just out here solving the world's problems. And Mo, the question today before our jury.
Does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath?
No.
I disagree.
What? You disagree?
I disagree.
You think it makes you a psychopath?
Anybody that wears socks, there's something wrong if you wear socks to bed. And I have had some experience in this field.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Deanna wears socks to bed.
Wait, your wife is a psychopath and you agree?
She's a partial psychopath.
Okay, fair.
Because sometimes she takes the socks off during the middle of the night.
Oh.
Partial.
But yeah, I don't get wearing socks to bed.
How did this start, Eric?
I've been making changes in my life.
Yes, big changes.
I changed my 7-Eleven recently, which is a big deal for my morning routine.
It was like a breakup. You had to go through it. You worked through it with a therapist. Yeah.
Yep. The other thing is that I have now changed what I sleep in over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I am just loving wearing like full clothes to bed. I wear sweatpants, a t-shirt, and socks all to bed now. And I am loving it every single night.
It has changed
my life. I don't know why I love it so much. I used to just like sleep in my underwear like a man does.
Yeah.
But now I sleep like Ebenezer Scrooge, like in a full outfit.
Oh my gosh, do you wear the hat too? Like Don't Wake Daddy?
I want the hat so bad.
Get you a hat.
All right, I know what I'm getting Eric for Christmas.
Right?
It's changed my life. I love it so much. Because if the sheets come off of me, I'm still warm and cozy.
No, you're in a straight jacket.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful.
I was going to say, Mo, do you wear socks?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, as a matter of fact, not only do I not wear socks, regardless of the temperature, I've got to have 1 foot outside of the cover.
Oh, what? Oh,
that's
no, that
we'll
is miserable.
We'll dig into that on another day.
Yeah.
Your foot outer.
That's a jury duty thing.
The question today, does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath? 713-881-5500. Let's start with Jessica. She's in Friendswood. Hey, sister, you heard the question. Does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, I sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, but I am far from a psychopath.
I don't know. Really nice voices that makes me question like, what's actually going on.
It's the people that are really friendly, Jessica, that were like a psychopath.
You're like so you'd sweet. Give us cookies, but they also have poison in them.
Cyanide. You're awesome. Thank you
Jessica,
for your vote.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for being on jury duty this morning. Let's go to Claire, who's in Cyprus. Claire, does sleeping with socks on make you a psychopath?
Okay, so psychopath is a strong word, I think, but I do think it's weird.
There is something to it, though, right? Mm-hmm. There is something just a little off about that person.
Yeah, like it's comforting to be like in your bed and have like your skin against the sheets, kind of just like rubbing your feet together. Like,
you're right.
There's just something comfortable about that. And then when you have socks on, you ruin that experience.
Yeah,
but I have done it before,
I
can't say
like,
that it's a complete.
When you have the flu,
yeah, or you drink too much and you just right. got all your clothes off.
Yeah,
like
or like the power's out and you have to wear like socks because it's cold.
Okay, all right, but let's put that aside. Mm-hmm. In general, you think that wearing socks to bed does make you a psychopath?
Yes, we're going with yes for her.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Wow.
So it would be
thank
yes.
you.
Okay, all right. I understand we have an attorney or somebody who works at an attorney's office.
Yeah.
Up next is our juror.
Mavis works at a law firm. She's in Angleton. So you're going to be a great juror, Mavis. Does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath?
Absolutely not. I will say I do work in criminal defense, and my socks, I have a wonderful pair of socks that says I wear these for your protection.
Oh, wow. I wear these for your protection?
Do they have cats on them, Mavis?
Oh, yes. And I have a coffee mug that says, okay. Do not talk to me, not until I finish my cup of coffee.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hang up the phone, George.
So
hang up the phone.
In.
Hang up the phone, George. Mavis is a psychopath.
I was going to say, Mavis, I would beg to differ on the psychopath.
She also defends psychopaths.
Yeah,
I love
that's her job.
Call us anytime, Mavis.
We love you, Mavis. Thanks for the call this morning. 713-881-5500. We want to know. Good morning. Tell us, does wearing socks to bed make you a psychopath?
Psychopath? I don't think quite psychopath. I do it fairly often.
I gotta have a fan for the extra air circulation, but my feet get cold really, really quick.
Wait, wait. So are you like in your underwear but socks as well?
Sometimes I sleep in underwear.
That's
yes.
Great.
Okay, all
he's,
right.
He
all right,
basically so, just told you he sleeps naked but with socks. But
you look like a Smurf.
I cannot with y'all.
I can't either. All right, Mo. I think I've heard enough.
No, nope, we need one more. Oh, hey, one good more? Morning, okay. The Bull. What's your name?
Okay, hang on one second. Let me punch somebody in here. Here, sorry.
Hey there, friend. What's your name?
I'm Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. Does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath?
Personally, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure if you asked my ex-husband, that might beg to differ.
Can you give me his number, though?
I love how many crazy people we have. This is great.
Hannah, you can
but
call
no, I wear socks. My feet are always freezing. I just always say that my hands and my feet always just feel like icicles. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to wear anything else. But, I mean, I have to keep my feet warm at night. I just feel that I sleep better.
Oh, wait, it says on line 6, Hannah's ex-husband.
Stop
is on
it.
The phone. All right, Mo, here is the final verdict this morning.
Does wearing socks while you sleep make you a psychopath? And Eric, I have good news. The votes are no.
Yes.
I still don't know.
That may have just proven we have a bunch of psychopaths that listen to the show.
Again, nothing says Texas more than the dude who called in said he's got to have a fan on, but he sleeps with socks.
I love it.
It's jury duty, and we do it every morning on the Bulls. It's the weirdest and wildest thing, but Eric creates a song every day on this radio show. We call it the 10-minute tune, and if you're new to it, this is how it works.
You call in 713-881-5500 and give Eric your suggestions on what he should sing a song about. Then Eric takes one, runs to the hallway, and he has 10 minutes to write a tune for you. They're usually bad. Yesterday, it was a good one.
Oh, come on.
We're starting with your suggestions. We have Steven on the phone in Houston. Hey, Steven, what do you think Eric should sing about?
This is kind of unique, I guess. I really can't stand Christmas music.
I mean, I get it.
Mo's not a fan. Wait, what's your favorite, your only Christmas song that you like, Mo?
It's Go Tell It on the Mountain, and the only time I want to hear it is when I'm leaving church on Christmas Eve.
So you just don't like any of it?
Starting from Thanksgiving, my girlfriend plays it in the house. She plays it every time we get in the car.
Yep.
All the radio stations play it. All the stores have it on, and it's just like, I don't know. I just can't stand it.
Imagine working in retail.
Oh. I know. And we still have another week of this.
That's a good point. It's kind of like Nickelback. They fed it to us too much. We're sick of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a sympathy laugh.
Great suggestion today.
I think Steven's a Nickelback fan. I'm sorry, Steven.
All right. We want to know, what should Eric sing about today?
All right. Let's go to Aubrey is 9 years old. Is that right, Aubrey?
Yes.
What do you want me to sing about today, Aubrey?
I want you to sing about different Christmas songs all together, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman.
Like a super mashup of all the best Christmas songs. You love Christmas music.
Yes.
Yes. I wish y'all could see my face right now, the eyes I'm shooting at Eric right now.
Aubrey. And what about Steven?
Okay.
Oh, no.
One more suggestion.
Aubrey wants Christmas music, and Aubrey, you are the sweetest.
The cutest.
Thank you for the suggestion today, okay?
Love Christmas. You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day at school. You're still in school, right? You're still going to school?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, got it. Merry Christmas.
Oh, they're listening to the show. We sound great.
Awesome.
They're listening and you got to turn the radio down.
I don't have any idea why the ratings are so bad.
Hang on. Jessica is in Katy. Jessica, good morning. What do you want Eric to sing about today?
Good morning, George, Mo, and Eric with a K. Well, you know, since I lost to Birdie yesterday.
Okay.
She's back with another suggestion. Jessica, what should Eric sing about?
And he should still sing about the holidays and customer service.
Oh, yes.
The holidays and customer service. Okay.
You know, my thing is, if, you know, you got my alarm yesterday. And at the same time, if you don't say anything, at the very least, they stick it in your ear. But sometimes they don't even talk to you.
That's true. Jessica, ignoring is almost worse.
I love your passion. I love your passion. Keep calling, okay? Keep.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Keep those suggestions coming. All right, Eric, today, it was a little all over the place. What are you thinking?
Yeah, what are you going to do, sir?
From loving Christmas music to hating Christmas music. Jessica, you lost yesterday. I think you're going to lose again today. Because I really want to, I think two people called about Christmas music, but do I choose love or do I choose hate?
That's what I want to know.
Why don't we wait and find out?
Okay,
you're
right.
Joking.
This is Eric's way of saying, I'm not really sure what I'm going to write, so let's see what comes out.
Okay,
that's our 10-minute tune. It'll have something to do with Christmas music, okay? We'll find out just 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull. I don't think we've ever had this happen on the 10-minute tune, but Eric left us without telling us what he was going to sing about. Mo, has that ever happened?
I believe it's the first time.
I think it's the first time, yeah. So we had actually competing things because Stephen called and said he hated Christmas music. And then was it Aubrey?
Aubrey.
9 years old.
The sweetest thing.
Said she loves Christmas music. So we'll find out which one Eric goes with, hate or love
hate
today.
Or love.
What is he going to choose?
Well, he just looked at me, so he obviously chose hate.
How'd you guess? I did, actually.
I could just feel
did you choose Stephen?
Yeah, because I went in the other room, and what was her name? Aubrey. She wanted like a supercut of Christmas music.
Yes.
But for all the people that are sick of Christmas music, that's just going to make them turn off the radio. But I don't think that anybody is going to turn off a song about how much Christmas music sucks.
It's aggressive. This
is an aggressive song. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Okay, this is for everybody who's sick of being fed Christmas songs.
Okay.
And it's in the style of Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. 10-minute tune.
Da-da-da-da. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells sucks. White Christmas and Frosty the Snowman. We wish you a Merry Christmas is so dumb. 12 Days of Christmas should never be sung. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells sucks. I'm sick of all them, Mariah Carey and Wham. Fa-la-la-la-la and ho-ho-ho-ho. They're the dumbest, oh. Christmas time is a nice time with my family. But the music leaves me puking. Christmas cookies and candy canes. Deck the halls, Santa Claus is coming to town. All of them, yuck. Rudolph, let it snow, Feliz Navidad. I think Jingle Bell sucks.
Okay, that was a little aggressive this term.
The fact that it was to a Christmas song ticked me off.
It's ironic, right? Isn't that irony at its best?
That's like next level kind of stuff there. Inception, Christmas Inception.
There we go.
A self-hating Christmas song. I love it.
I will give you, I like that one. And I like Christmas music, but I like that one pretty good. You want to share it with somebody who hates Christmas music? All you have to do is download it off the Odyssey app. You can find it there. AUDACY, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
We want to talk to you if you're technically working this week. You know, like, you're working. You're there, but you're not really working.
Oh, you mean like us?
We're going to keep you anonymous if you don't want your boss to hear. But we really want to talk to people who are working but hardly working this week. You're on the clock, but you're basically watching Netflix. 713-881-5500. 713-881-5500.
I think I've identified the luckiest person in the entire world. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I was walking through the halls of the radio station yesterday. Nobody around. There was a breeze blowing through the hallway. Not a single person stirred throughout the throughout the radio station. Honestly, I'm being honest. If you're not like hosting like on air a radio show, there's nobody in our building. at all. And it got me to thinking about people that do have to, like, go into work.
Show up.
But do you really, really have to work is the question this morning. 713-881-5500. Now, is the plumber, like, is it still full bore for him and his
work? Oh, my gosh, y'all. Not only is he full working, he had to travel to Chicago this week for training. Like, hands-on. Like, it's not even, like, a Christmas party fun travel trip. He is, like, in training, learning about new products this week.
And
he's missing Christmas programs with our kids.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm like, this is rude.
Aww.
See, most of my friends are on the exact opposite end. Right? They're in working, but they're not really working.
Many people. So let's do this. You're getting paid 40 hours this week.
Okay.
But how many hours are you actually working? Cody is in Brenham. He's in the gutter biz. Cody, how many hours are you actually working? You're getting paid for 40, mm-hmm. but how many hours are you actually putting in this week?
So I'm actually the owner. We're actually doing 4-hour days. I pay my guys for a full day, regardless whether we work the full day or not. And so I told them this week, I say, look, we're taking it easy. We still got to have the van running around town, people thinking that we're alive out here, but we got to just, you know, you don't want everybody just not seeing the company around. Like, what happened to that van?
Give a shout out to your business, Cody.
I was going to say,
It's Texas Best Seamless Gutters in Brenham, Texas.
Yes, sir. Okay. Shout out. Are you hiring?
I am hiring. I am hiring.
Well, okay, loud and clear. We'll hook you up.
And you only have to work half the time, evidently.
If you love good weather, that's it.
Aww.
Cody,
so
Merry
sweet.
Christmas,
yes,
man.
Merry
that's
Christmas.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to Katie. Katie, this morning is in Lake Jackson, and we're... We're not going to say where she works.
No,
right?
We can say she is a city worker.
If I gave the city where she lives.
No, she lives in Lake Jackson, but she works for a different city.
Okay, got
okay,
it.
A
got
different
it.
City.
A
okay,
city right. worker. Katie. Yeah, city you're getting worker. Paid this week for 40 hours. How many hours would you say you're actually working?
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
There.
So wait, okay. We went from
maybe an hour a day.
An hour a day.
What are you doing the rest of the time?
I mean, I'm meal planning. I'm doing my grocery list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last minute stocking stuffers, if
Facebook,
you will.
Some yes. Netflix planning. I have an elf. I have smaller kids.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
kind of
you're
elf
watching
planning.
Him. Yeah.
That's
watching
right. You got to keep up with the elf on the shelf. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Katie, I love this for you.
5 hours.
5 hours a day. I don't know if we can find anybody that has a deal where you're really only working like 1 hour
actually,
a day.
Actually, go to line 4, please.
No way.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I talked to Danny. She's in Houston. Danny, what do you do for a living?
I'm a project manager.
Fair. Okay. Period. Wait,
that's
end
not
of story.
A job.
Listen to this. Danny, you get paid for 40 hours this week, but how many hours would you say you're actually, like, working?
Maybe 1 or 2 for the entire week.
For the week?
But, to be clear, what else are you doing, Danny?
I'm deleting emails starting back from 2019.
See, that is productivity if I ever heard it. That's going to make her a better person.
Danny.
A better employee.
You're working 1 hour this week, and you're getting paid for a full 40.
Merry Christmas, Danny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I want to be a project manager.
You didn't even know what you wanted to be.
We love you, Danny. Merry Christmas.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. I don't know why we say Merry Christmas to her. Obviously, she's having a Merry Christmas.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Brian is our contestant this morning in Winnie, and Brian wants to Winnie $100.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry, Brian.
Brian, you can hang up if you want. I would understand.
Absolutely not.
He wants my money.
Brian, this is how you Winnie that $100.
Oh, God.
That $100 bill is right out of most purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to...
Don't
win.
You have to win.
You gotta win.
Make him say it.
So we're gonna ask you 5 country related trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Brian?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Brian. We'll get this game started. Okay.
Yeah, get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
Thank you.
Five country-related trivia questions, Brian, and they start right now. Question number one. Morgan Wallen finally put his most recent court case to bed. He threw what that got him in trouble in the first place?
I don't know.
Question number two. Which member of the duo Florida Georgia Line released a solo album 1 year ago this month? Was it Brian or Tyler?
Brian.
Question number three. Wind Up Missing You is a hit that most people assume is done by Morgan Wallen, but it's actually done by an artist by the name of A, Tucker Drymore, B, Tucker Dampmore, or C, Tucker Wetmore?
B.
Question number four. Her first TV show title was just her name. Now this country redhead is having success again with a show called Happy Places. Can you name this country singer?
No.
And question number five. Ella Langley became the first woman to have a number one hit this year. Her song with Riley Green was called You Look Like...
Man, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You want to take a guess?
No, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
Okay, all right. Let's get Mo back in, find out what she's up against this morning.
Oh, man. I don't know how to tell you in Brian, the city of...
No.
I don't know how to tell Winnie, Texas, that their own got zero.
You're lying. He was talking so much crap.
So much crap, and then he crapped the bed. Zero out of five, Brian.
Zero.
I don't think they're that hard, Mo. Let's find out how you do, all right?
George says that a lot, just to be fair, Brian.
Question.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Morgan Wallen finally put his most recent court case to bed.
Yeah.
He threw what that got him in trouble in the first place?
Oh, a chair over the roof of a bar.
Yep. That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. So officially, Mo wins.
Yeah.
With one correct answer.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But let me just go through the others real quick. Which member of the duo Florida Georgia Line released his solo album 1 year ago this month? Was it Brian or Tyler?
That's a toughie.
That is hard. I think Brian's was probably more recent than a year ago. So I would guess Tyler.
Yeah, it's Tyler. Question number three, Mo, was Wind Up Missing You is a hit most people think is done by Morgan Wallen.
No, it's Tucker
But
it's
actually
Wetmore.
Done by A, Tucker Drymore,
oh,
B,
gosh.
Tucker Dampmore, or C, Tucker Wetmore.
No, oh, my gosh, it's C.
I'm just glad he didn't say Tucker Moistmore.
But what did Brian guess?
Dampmore.
Okay.
With Tucker Dampmore, yeah. Question number four. Yes. Her first TV show title was just her name. Now this country redhead has success again with a show called Happy Places. Can you name her?
How did you miss that, Brian? It's Reba.
I know it.
He didn't take a guess.
I know now. It's like, oh, Lord.
Dang
When the pressure's off, it's much easier, huh, Brian?
I know.
It is.
Okay, final question. Mm-hmm. Ella Langley became the first woman to have a number one hit this year.
Yes.
Her song with Riley Green was called You Look Like...
You Love Me.
That's correct.
My three-year-old knows that answer. Yeah. Brian. Well,
Brian, look at it this way. If you're trying to lose, you nailed it.
You killed it.
Absolutely. That was my plan. That was my plan.
You're so sweet.
That's awesome. All right, Brian, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
Mo knows country, and I love you guys. Enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate it. You'll get a chance to play and be better than Brian tomorrow morning at 8:20. It's Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.